Hi, you are listening to Meditation Jam with Maria René, and this is a pod with Igniting Energy Meditations, designed to connect you with your own beautiful inner wisdom that I like to call your pure heart. That infinite, wise part of you that is connecting to all, but also comes with its own journey, its own challenges. And when we connect to this pure heart energy through the igniting meditations, it bypasses all these and goes straight to your core, so that you can open up and hear, feel, accept, and have fun with your beautiful self. And I see the energy as a key that unlocks parts of us. And I will also invite guests to speak about their work, experiences, journeys, and listen to their wisdom. So before we start, I would also like to just put out a little warning that please don't be driving while listening to the meditation or doing something that demands your full attention, because I know that for some this energy can put you into a deep relaxation, almost like sleep. So please no driving. Okay, so warm welcome and let's start this meditation jam. So today we are connecting to a really strong, vibrant, creative, colorful energy. And it's helping us to ignite that passion to life, for us to blur out the lines between our energy and the vibrant energy that is all around us, to speed up our creation in life, to speed up our feeling of enjoying life. So I hope you will enjoy it. Please get seated, comfortable, close your eyes, and let's do some meditation jam. And we start by taking a few deep breaths. Then imagine that where you are, sitting or lying down, there is a pillar of red healing earth energy that is coming from Mother Earth. And it's going up through you, around you, covering your body inside and out, and continuing up and out into the sky and the universe. And we now have this red healing earth energy keeping us grounded on this journey. And imagine that there is a similar pillar of divine bright light, a universal energy that is coming from above, and it's going down through you, around you, covering your body inside and out, and continuing down into Mother Earth. And we now have this universal energy keeping us balanced on this journey. And we take another deep breath. With your next breath, you can set your intention to let go and relax, to to allow your body to guide you and rest your mind. And let any emotions, visions, feelings, sounds just move through you as a part of your relaxation, without trying to steer or push or hold on to in any way. All you have to do is breathe and let go of the day. Of any plans. You are here right now, giving your body, yourself, a moment of peace and love. And imagine that you are out in nature somewhere, could be a place you know, or just let whatever image comes to you be the one right now. You are just standing out in nature, taking in the clear air, feeling strong as Mother Earth is holding you steady. Seeing the beauty that is around you. And starting to harmonize with the energy of nature, your energy. And there's nothing you have to do to make this happen, but allow it and see yourself standing relaxed, strong. And it's a vibrant energy that is moving from Mother Earth and nature. Almost as if it is filled with colors, diversity, and a sparkling energy that ignites your energy. And awakens any slumbering parts. And it's a soft and beautiful awakening, or gentle, where you feel comfortable. Being activated and harmonized with this very vibrant, lively, vibration from nature and Mother. And just observe how you feel in your body as it is moving through you. again without trying to hold on or steer it, just let it take its course in its own pace. Part by part, through your body, through your energy. Up until you feel at one with this vibration. Feeling one with nature, Mother Earth. Almost as if you are melting into this beautiful space. You are in your body, but you are also the energy around you, the space around you. And as you are standing here, becoming one with nature, feeling its vibrant energy move through you, harmonize with you, we set our focus on the sun. It is shining bright upon where you are. Heating up the earth, your body. And as you are focusing on the sun, you are also pulling it towards you. Like it is just in front of you, like a big ball of light, safe, strong and filled with life, filled with life force. With the energy from the sun, there is an energy starting within your heart chakra, the center of your chest, reflecting the sun's vibrations. And it's moving through your body. Together with the energy of the sun that is moving from the outside of your body. And together creating a ball of light just like the sun, as if you are becoming one with the sun, but in your own space. And we just allow this energy to settle and we now are aligned with vibrant energy from nature and a strong and passionate energy from the sun. That is awakening your life force. Your passion for life. To create a day where you feel connected and at one with yourself, with Mother Earth and for the universe. This fire that now has started within you and around you. It is clearing your energy for a free flow. Is clearing your energy that is holding you back from this vibrant connection from your life force. And is clearing any energy that is no longer in your highest good. For you to move forward, feeling light, fresh, and passionate about what you are doing, who you are, your life, your day. Having that feeling without trying or analyzing, just allowing it to move through you. We take another deep breath. Just staying in this energy a little bit longer. For you to recognize when you are connected, how it feels. You can come back and reconnect as often as you like. And we set our intention to keep this flow going throughout your day, your night, your week, your month. And we take another deep breath. You can start to come back into your body. Start to move your hands, your feet, your neck. Maybe clap your hands and stamp your feet. Do a little dance, and we give thanks to Mother Earth and Father Universe and our higher self for joining us today. And I thank you for listening, Satnam. So warm welcome back. And yes, wow. I hope you felt that energy as strongly as I did. And today the vision was really colorful and vibrant. And it was like everything was just being awakened or ignited within us, around us, in a playful and light way, and yet very, very strong. I had this sense all along that our energy or our body or connection to Mother Earth and ourselves was very strong and powerful. And in this powerful energy, there was this vibrant light and playful energy that just moved in so that we became one with nature. We became the surrounding, so still with our body intact, we are here on Earth experiencing a human experience. But we are also connected, and I feel like as we are going further and further into the energy and the times are shifting and the energy is shifting, it is like we are, in a way, erasing the sharp edges between us and the overall energy. So it's like we are becoming more fluid, and of course we are, because we are energy and we are connected to the energy net, but still we have our body that we function in, and that is our tool. And to shift between these two states is becoming easier and easier, and with that I feel the creation of our day, the creation of our life is stepping up, or becoming more potent in a way. We are becoming more aware of our role in how we create our day. And it's not just about affirmations or knowing, it is about doing. It is about actually being the energy that we want to manifest. And we know this, and we've read it, and it's been out there for such a long time. But now we have also the support from the energy, I felt like, to tune into this lovely creational energy and our life force. Almost forgot that in the end we connected with the sun that just, I felt, came so strong and just awoke that passion to life, our life force, our feeling of enjoying life, enjoying what we do, who we are, where we are. And with that, clearing away things that was holding us back to enjoy life. So a wonderful energy to connect to. And it is always so much fun, because when I do these energy meditations, unless there is a specific celestial happening or something else, maybe I'm tuning into a specific place or a person, if I'm working one-on-one, then I have a specific goal with the energy. But for these meditations, before we start, I ask the energy to come forth that we need right now, that it's in our highest good. So it's a surprise for me as much as for you when we are going through this journey to see where it will take us and what the theme is, or the energy, what it will do with us. And as with all energetic work, we do it, we get the help, we do the clearing, we expand our energy, and then it is crunch time when we get out into our normal day and life. We've gotten the start, but it's up to us to make the choices to keep going, to make the choices to listen to the guidance as it shows up, to not fall back into old habits if we feel that they are no longer serving us. And sometimes we are so used to doing things that we don't even reflect, and I just had that epiphany this week that I drink, I used to drink a lot of coffee and then I shifted and now I only drink decaf, but just like one cup of a day. It's just something psychological. I feel coffee for me is break time. But then I've turned to drinking a lot of tea. I love herbal tea, all tea actually. I love all teas. But so I'm drinking, I have this routine. I have like a cup in the morning, I have around lunch, I have in the afternoon, I have in the maybe two in the evening. And the other day I was like, but I don't actually feel like having a cup of tea right now. But it's such a routine for me to have it, say after lunch or in the afternoon. But I was like, but I don't feel like it. So I listened to my body and I've stopped that routine, because instead now I'm just listening to my body. When do I want a cup of tea? And surprise, surprise, it is far less. I'm not saying that tea is anything bad for you, but it's just sometimes we do stuff on a routine without thinking and reviewing why we are doing it. And some things might be like nothing, like having four cups of tea a day or five or three or whatever. But some things might actually shift the way we steer our life, our thoughts, our creation. I feel like when we are becoming more and more one with the energy, or dissolving the barriers that's been put up within our mind and starting to actually move with the energy, to be the energy, then there are things that will fall to the side that no longer feels like we want to do it. And it could also, it could be routines, it could be thought patterns, it could be people, it could be maybe work, it could be so many things in our life that we just keep on going without stopping and looking at. And even the smallest shift can have a major impact on your path and your life. So nothing is too small, nothing is too insignificant when it comes to shifting and changing. And I love that, because then we don't have to have that pressure that, oh, it has to be big dramatic changes when we work with ourselves. But instead, just those small tiny tweaks will make a difference. And I have no idea what my tea drinking will have, but I think what it did for me was it just made me aware of a routine that I had that I no longer wanted. So it made me aware and start to look at other things that I do daily. Do I want to keep doing it, or should I add something new, or maybe do them someday and not all days? And yeah, I think you get the meaning. So very exciting energy today in this meditation, and just igniting that beautiful life force and allowing us to even out the borders between us and the lovely energy that we have around us. And I felt also the energy was very creative or creational, like we are building something, we're starting to build something that felt uplifting and strong and fun. So please, if you have any thoughts, insights, visions, or anything you like to share, just let me know. I love to hear from you. And also, journal is a beautiful way to ground the energy we worked with and your journey. And as you know, if you think about something else, if you have another journey, that's totally fine. The energy finds you always where you are right now. So that's also why it's so good to come back and redo it if you enjoy the energy. And then the energy will find you where you are in that moment. And there will be another journey and another connection, but with the base energy that we've been working with. So if you are listening to this as it's being released in March 2024, I have just put out my upcoming live moon meditations that I will be streaming on Insight Timer, the wellness app Insight Timer, and you can find the dates either there or on my webpage under event. And it's free and it is live. I will also do 3 Pure Heart Ignitions. I haven't set a date yet. I'm still to tune in on that. New for this spring, I will do some talks talk. So I'm going to, I have a few subjects that I want to go deeper with and talk around, give you some tools. Maybe there will be a meditation, I'm not sure, but it will be live as well on Insight Timer, and I'm about to put those up as well. So maybe they will be out when you listen to this. And if you want to go deep, deep into your own energy and that to connect with your heart, your life force, your purpose, then please head over to my webpage where you have my programs, and you can book a free discovery call where we talk about what it is you are looking for and if we are a match. It's so important. And I've also started to do, I enjoy this, I do this chakra scanning where I move through my body and ask each chakra on a scale from 1 to 10 where it is that day. And 10 being high vibration and 1 being a low vibration. So I scan my chakra, and then if there is one chakra that has a lower rate, then I do some work on that chakra for that day. And it's been really fun, and I feel it helps me a lot in my day. So from that, I started to do this chakra boost, balancing, clearing meditation series that you find on Insight Timer as well. And so far, I've recorded up to the heart chakra, but I feel like when you're listening to this, maybe there will be even the throat chakra, but all the chakras will be out there. And you can use it either to, if you know that there is a specific symptom that resonates with that chakra and you want to boost that or clear that or balance, then you can use it like one time and go in on the different chakras that you need, or just take one chakra each day for a week and just go through it and boost your chakras for like a full cleanse or full boost. So you have the links to my page on Insight Timer below in the text, and again, that's also where I will do the live events this spring. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope this really resonated with you, the energy. And remember, sometimes we notice it quick and sometimes we can notice it like far, far in another year or half a year or 2 years. So it is started. It has started by you being here. I'm so grateful for you coming here, doing the work, sitting down, listening and investing in yourself and your body. It is so important that we take care of ourselves and do the work that we are drawn to. So thank you so much for letting me be part of that. And I hope you have a beautiful day or night. Satnam. You have been listening to Meditation Jam with Maria Rinne, and I am so grateful that you have joined today with your energy. If you liked it, please remember to subscribe, hit the like button and leave a review if there was something specific that you enjoyed. And you will find more links in the text below from my guests and also to my social media if you like to follow me there. So thank you again for joining, and I hope you have a beautiful day, week and month. Satnam.